You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some of the UK's best disability football sides will be coming together this weekend for the EE Disability FA Cup Finals. And it's a repeat of last year's fixture in the Blind Final as the Royal National College for the Blind take on West Bromwich Albion. Joining me now from West Bromwich Albion is Yusuf Herrera. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk on here.
Well, tell us a bit about the season. How have West Brom made it to the final once again on June the 27th?
Well, it's been a really good season. It's been brilliant because, obviously we won in the fixtures that we were part of, and we kind of gave the opportunity for some of the players at the development level to step up to the league level. Unfortunately, as with anything, injuries do happen, and unfortunately for our team, did happen. So there were a couple of players who participated and weren't able to participate. But, you know, we've got the breadth and depth within the squad that we were able to still continue throughout the season and ultimately make it to the final.
As we mentioned earlier, this is a repeat of last year's final where you faced RNC winning 2-0. How are you feeling ahead of this year's final?
I think it's going to be a really good game again. For those who are listening who saw last year, they saw it was a thrilling, exhilarating and quite exciting final. You know, the RNC are really good. They've got quite a good kind of setup within their team, including obviously the coaching staff as well as the players. But I think, you know, we've got the breadth and depth of player, like I mentioned earlier, and I think we've got the opportunity once again to kind of entertain the spectators and play ultimately a great game of football.
And how did you get into playing blind football, Yusuf? When did you start?
So I went to a specialist school in my local area for visual impairment. And it was whilst I was there that two coaches from the Albion Foundation came and trialled blind football sessions. And then that was kind of 2014, 2015. So I was a lot younger than what I am now. And then I kind of left it for a while, for 6 years. And then we had the pandemic in 2020. And in 2021, when restrictions started to ease, I wanted to get back into kind of doing something a bit more physically active. My friend at the time kind of recommended that I got back into blind football, and I did. And I've been there ever since.
And what do you enjoy about playing the sport? You're a defender on the pitch.
I am, yeah. I'm a defender. I enjoy the physicality of the game. Blind football isn't a game that, you know, that's not physical. There's times where there's, you know, massive elements of physicality required, and you know, you need some good stamina. So it's as a result of playing blind football that, you know, I've been able to develop the stamina. But aside from kind of the more sporting, the attributes required kind of from the sporting perspective, I think socially it's a really good environment to be part of, especially kind of the Albion Foundation. You know, there are some kind of sporting setups I've been part of previously where, you know, it's not as if, you know, it doesn't feel like quite a team. However, you know, we at the Albion Foundation, it feels kind of a lot more, you know, sociable, and, you know, we do, you know, get serious when we need to, but we can also have that sociable and that banter when the time is right as well.
And what's it like playing in competitions like this? You've had experience in playing in sort of top level fixtures. What's the experience like playing at somewhere like St George's Park?
Well, it's a really good experience to be part of. You know, the blind final especially is a sellout event. I think a lot of people, you know, who may not have had the exposure to blind football buy tickets for this. So, and it's really good to get the exposure of the game out to those who might not see it both in person and kind of on the digital platforms. So for me, it's about the experience, and it's about, you know, getting on that pitch and playing as best as I can. Ultimately, we want to win, so ultimately winning the game.
And how can fans follow along with the action in the blind final from home on Saturday?
So there will be links shared to watch the final, and it's being streamed on TNT Sports. So yeah, that's kind of the way that they can follow. And you know, afterwards, there's always highlights of how the game went as well on YouTube. So if you don't manage to get an opportunity to watch the full game, you can watch the highlights, which kind of are around to the 3 to 4 minute mark.
If people listening might not be fully aware maybe of blind football and the opportunities to play across the UK, where's the best place to find out more information and get started in the game?
There's quite a few ways to kind of go about getting the information. So Depending on where you are, my first port of call is British Blind Sport. They've got an activity locator, so you put kind of your preferred activity in, and it will give you kind of the clubs local to you. Alternatively, if you're based in kind of the Birmingham / Midlands areas, if you contact the Albion Foundation, who are based in West Brom, and they can kind of give you more information on when the sessions are. Obviously, sessions are dependent on age and other factors. So that's kind of the main two ways of going about how to get involved in the sport, which is a brilliant sport to be part of.
Well, we wish the Royal National College for the Blind and West Bromwich Albion the best of luck in the EE Disability FA Cup Blind Final, which takes place at 3:10 p.m. this Saturday, June the 27th, and is available, as we say, to watch live on TNT Sport. But for now, Youssef Herrera, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.